This podcast is a proud member of PodcastOutlaws.com Network. Punk.
We are going to test your ability to digest what you hear in yet another way.
Podcast. This is really just an excuse to test out the new iRiver, see how the recording goes. Coming to you live via the couch this evening. Amy, would you like to say hi? Say hi.
Hi.
Say hi again.
Hi.
You gave blood today for the first time ever.
Yes, I'm proud of myself, but I feel like crap.
I really thought you'd given blood before. But you survived. You didn't pass out then.
No, but I almost did later.
Yeah, you about fell over when you came home, but nothing some schooner's wings and rings can't cure, right?
That helped a little bit.
You're short of court, so. We're going to kind of come and go here. We're watching The Apprentice, the final episode. Who's going to win?
Oh, I'm going to go with, what's her face? So it's a girl.
Oh,
name.
Good old, what's her face?
What's that girl's name? Not Tana, the other one.
The other one, yeah. Not the longer-haired girl.
Yeah, I can't remember her name.
The one who stayed up later than the other ones.
Yeah, that'd be her.
Even though she cried.
Yeah, but Matt, 300-pound linebackers have stayed up.
That was a good line. You have to admit, that's a pretty good line. It's better than the, I've made mistakes and I've admitted, and this is a mistake I admitted, and talking in circles, so. It's,
yeah, that's
it. Those type of things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So what are you reading right now?
I'm searching the sites for any glimmer of hope that referrals are being sent. Actually, today it is actually now 9:27 in Beijing. So we're hopeful.
9:27 in the morning. Tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow morning, we're hoping that they're.
This is Thursday at 8:27. That would be Friday at 9:27.
Never mind. But anyway,
we're not seeing anything.
No, we're hoping that the referrals are...
I thought they were supposed to be sent.
No, sending out on Friday is what the rumor was.
You know, I was listening to that podcast the other night, and I was saying referral, and I can't say referral. It's like referral. It's like a country... Are you going to sneeze?
Oh, I was listening to you.
I just cannot say the word referral, but... Anyway. And Susan gave me permission to record Monday's broadcast. I don't know if I mentioned on the podcast that we're going to be live on the Real Live Radio. And Susan said I could record it and post it as a podcast. So I'm going to put it on as a podcast on Monday. So, what else is going on in your world? This is really just a lame excuse to try out my new toy, but anything else going on?
No.
They can't see the looks.
No, I'm not.
I know. Just like, oh, commercials are over. We'll be back. Okay, so the commercials are over. Do you still think Tana's going to lose?
Yep.
Did they really tell us anything?
What?
About the show? No, it was all about Trump and my $1 million this and my $1,000 that. But isn't he broke? Did he go bankrupt at some point?
His businesses. Yeah, that's why you incorporate. So the corporation can go bankrupt, but your personal assets and stuff, they can't go after him.
Isn't he supposed to be like a joke in the business world for real?
I don't know. I can't make those comments. I can't judge that.
But everything's gold.
Matches his hair.
He's different. He's unique. He's Donald. But, you know, I did have to laugh.
Yahoo Mail is down.
I don't know.
Yahoo Mail is down.
Okay. It's Yahoo. It's free. How can you complain when something free goes down?
It's not free. I have to pay... put up with these stupid pop-up advertisements. So, I'm being inconvenienced. I need to contact the advertisers, see?
This operation is timed. Can you get to anything else, or is it just Yahoo Mail? It's broken.
Just Yahoo Mail.
Can you get to our site? I'll see.
Yeah. I told you that they're down.
Can you get the podcast site? Because everybody, Did you? Oh, we didn't say. We broke our greatest barrier, 23 listeners. And you're falling asleep again.
No, no.
And that was self-propelled, 23 listeners. It wasn't just the, we had that big spike from Mr. X. So, somebody's listening. Hopefully being mildly entertained. I think we're going to do a roadcast.
I think they are. That's what you would call it. Mildly.
Well, everybody needs somebody to laugh at, right?
Mildly.
And I'm your somebody to laugh at. Is that what you're saying? I think we're going to do a roadcast this weekend.
Can't.
Why not? Where are you at now? What's this boat?
This is my picture, but it's the October one.
I did think about going out with the Eye River out to the theater. Yeah. And start to interview people standing in line for the movie.
I think you're a freak.
So what? Okay, these are people standing in line at midnight to watch a movie, and I'm the freak because I'm interviewing them?
Okay, see ya.
Geeks to geeks, you know?
Whatever.
No, I'm
go.
Not. I'm not going.
I need you to go so it's quiet.
You don't... No, quiet's overrated.
Quiet's
overrated. I never get quiet in my life. Why should you get quiet in your life? Now we're going to have two kids, so we have less quietness. You know what, though? I was thinking, Mr. X did a podcast a couple weeks back. I always say a couple weeks. It's usually like 2 days.
Carter's leaving on ER.
I don't care about ER.
I have to watch it. I love Carter.
I'll get back to my Rain story, but once Carter leaves, that's going to be the last person that I actually know from ER. All the ER people who are on there now, I don't even know. But anyway, we had a great thunderstorm earlier this evening. And I should have been out there.
Because Mr. X tried to do a podcast.
No, he tried to do... He had this great storm that was coming. He wanted to do a podcast about it. And it never stormed and nothing ever happened. But we had a great thunder and rain and heavy rain and wind. No tornadoes. Oh, that'd be great. When they shove us in the basement at work, I could do a basement podcast. Tornado drill podcast. What about that idea? Uh-oh. Show's back on. Gotta go. Okay. It's the final commercial. What do you have to say? They were getting hot and heated. Because she made it a circle. Okay. As I said. Okay. Those who didn't see The Apprentice. Tana, right? Made the Pontiac brochure a circle. Now it's supposed to be the great thing. Because it was a circle. What'd I say? It could be a frisbee. That doesn't make a brochure. Don't go to sleep. No. You're awake. You're into your show. You made me turn off my movie to watch it, so we're going to watch it and we're going to enjoy it.
What movie were you watching?
Go ahead, say it.
The Son of the Mask?
That is a theatrical classic, thank you.
It is the stupidest movie I've seen in a long time.
I had a hard day. I didn't want to have to think.
Well, that's great. And you know what? You didn't have to. We're probably half an hour from the ending of that movie. And I don't care if I ever see the ending of that movie. Don't care. I don't like a possessed little baby running around and morphing, and it's just gross. It was just stupid.
Okay, but you're taking away from my whole thing about... Ooh, Star Wars commercial. From the whole thing about The Apprentice.
Why did the Star Wars have to be so dark, honey?
Why did it be PG-13?
Why does it be so dark? Because, I'll tell you why. Because
she dies. No, she dies. He becomes Darth Vader and's half dead and gets saved by the Emperor or
no,
something.
No, because evil. Evil isn't pretty, Matt. That's not the answer I was going for. Evil isn't nice. There's no nice evil. That's why it has to be dark.
Evil isn't pretty or nice?
No, it's not pretty or nice. It's dark. It's dark.
It's dark. It's evil. Well, evil's been around for... Oh, wow. I'm going to apologize right now because I couldn't hear that, but I'm sure that just sucked. There's some poor person with their headphones being shredding their eardrums right now.
Oh, well, that hot mic.
Hot mic. You want me to do my karaoke for the fourth time on podcast?
No.
Oh, and for the record, Luke loves the intro. Wanted to hear it twice tonight just for the fun of it.
I think it should have been... Na 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 na.
Uh-oh. We're back.
Batman.
All right.
Batman.
We'll see who gets fired. We'll be back.
Shh.
Amy, Kendra was just hired. Response?
None. I'm watching the show. It's on, so...
Okay, but there's nothing left to watch. She's hired. Who cares?
Could you get away from me with that?
See, it's just gonna be a bunch of handshaking and... She was much nicer than Tana. Okay. Well, she's going to continue to watch the show. I will do a quick sign-off. This was purely a crap podcast just to play with the iRiver and stuff of that nature. So anyway, check me out. Check us out. Red Boy and Mrs. Red Boy.
At... She got the solstice.
Oh, she got a car too. Cool. Wow, I'd take a Pontiac Solstice. I didn't even want the job. I'd just take the car. Anyway, we're at redboypodcast.com. Email me at redboy@redboypodcast.com. Or Skype me, redboy3. And thanks for listening. We'll check you later. Red Boy,
out. The musical on Broadway, The Apprentice.
Okay, that's bad. All right, I'm out.